This is December the 2nd, 2018, Sunday morning. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is called Fishers of Men. Kind of a subtitle is The Church is a Training Center. The church is supposed to be a training center. Training for what? For going out into the world and reigning. How is a church built? By catching. By catching. You can't catch fish if you're inside. You know what I'm saying? All right, Matthew 4, 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, crying out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he noticed two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, throwing a dragnet into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come after me, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Okay, fishers of men. This is key. For many years, the church has placed all of its attention on programs to entice the fish in. The Lord said, I said, go catch them. Go catch them. See, we're trying to lure them in. Let's have our magic shows and our smoke deals and our dramas and our, you know, to entice them in. No, we're to go and throw the hook out. Okay. Matthew 18, Mark 16, the Great Commission, go into all the world. It didn't say stay behind your four walls. It said go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Wonder why not much supernatural activity in churches? Now you know. When you're going out to catch men, it says, you'll lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. You'll cast out devils. If you go somewhere and stay somewhere, if you drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. Okay, now you know, not going. Most depend on a few missionaries to take it to the whole, to the streets or all over the world, a handful. Did my ministry have the supernatural manifestations that the Lord was asking the question? I said, well, yes, Lord, it did. A big yes. Why? I went out and taught or caught. He taught and caught. Taught and caught. I showed my disciples how to do that. I showed them how. Sheep beget sheep. It won't happen just going to church every Sunday. You must be about my business. Most don't even think that way. My disciples started having angelic interaction and miracles because they were available for whatever, wherever I sent them. Like the lame man. They were about, he was going to the hour, daily prayer. He was sitting by the temple gate, and you know what happened. Walking and leaping and praising God, you know, he was lame. They went out and began to catch men, and the angels got involved. They are always involved in my will. It will happen when you do it also. They weren't just a special group. Well, you know, it's the disciples. And, you know, now that they all died, healing died too. And all, just a bunch of junk. Just be open to hear my voice. Armed, your pole's ready, and I'll give you the bait. A juicy bit of supernatural Holy Ghost anointed nuggets that will cause them to bite, and then you can reel them in to be trained and then send them out to fish. Pretty simple, huh? The church has had the cart before the horse. Out first, then in. Then an explosion will begin. Acts 4, 3,000 added. Or Acts 2, 3,000 added in one day. Acts 4, 5,000 added. Isn't it amazing that when we begin to do it like you're supposed to, it works? Horse first, then cart. Horse equals power to pull. The cart is the church. Our proceeding, not behind. The horse first is the power to pull the church, to take them to fish. Okay, so what are you doing here every Sunday? Getting trained for what? To take it out the doors and catch as many men and the cycle begins again, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until my word covers the whole world or the whole earth. So he wants his water. There's a scripture that says he wants the word to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. My thought, everywhere I go, I'm looking for a hook or a place to put my hook or to put a hook in by the Spirit into that person's life. Like, you know, it may be, maybe they need healing. And you can say, well, the Lord's healed me, and, you know, I'll open the door for that or salvation. Time to go fishing for men. Now the building of AGF begins. You're not waiting on me, I'm waiting on you. Take the step. I'll show you what to do. You have the answers to the world's needs. As you follow me, you will succeed. Go into the highways and the hedges and invite them in. I want a full house with no one left behind. You want to see the supernatural? Well, this is the key. It's simple and profound, and it's from me. Many dish out thousands of dollars to get schemes to lure fish in, but being led by the Spirit is the place to begin. The signs will follow you as you begin to do this, and it will manifest heaven on earth, pure bliss. Don't be afraid or ashamed. Just listen to my Spirit, and I will show up in your midst. Get busy, your Savior, Jesus. So he wants us to go out in our sphere, wherever we go, and always be looking on the inside, whoever we come across, if he might have some bait to put on our pole to throw out to them to reel them in. It'll be that simple. It won't be by us making a concentrated effort. I didn't lay out a track today. Oh my God, I feel so bad. No, that's not the way it is. It's to be led. You can go look over in Acts. It's like with Philip and the eunuch. And the next thing you know, he's been translated, and they find him in another city. He's just going about his business, and here was the opportunities. You see it all through the book of Acts.